One other area of information policy that presents a lot of challenges is communication policy, and we'll look at communication policy in our fourth module. As suggested by the title of the slide, is communication policy best seen as a complement to information policy, an alternative, or in contest to information policy? It can be difficult to define both policy spheres in a mutually exclusive manner. Some will argue that communication policy is a subset of information policy, and others vice versa. Communication policy also has a much richer and longer historical tradition, especially as both a policy sphere and an academic discipline, but there's important differences. Communication scholars are used to thinking in terms of medias, and in particular the mass media, while information scholars tend to think in terms of information flows and uses. There are some benefits to looking at information policy issues from a communication-oriented lens. So William Birdsall reminds us that, for example, conceiving of communication rights includes a much broader and a more enabling framework than thinking of information rights. If we think of information rights, we're largely looking at rights to receive information, but communication rights give us not only the right to receive, but also to communicate information as well. And of course, further complicating all of this is the technical element. So we've got a lot of focus on information and communication technologies, and sometimes the technological aspects can obfuscate or confuse the policy-related ones. It's quite easy, for example, in an area such as telecommunications, to have difficult technical language that makes policy analysis more challenging.